Weekend Breakfast with Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
George and I are frantically trying to work out what on earth the circumstances around that last story, or the second to last story that Gavin was telling us about the two men who brought a dead body into a post office in Ireland to collect the pension of the deceased. We're just trying to work out who were those people, what relation were they to him, where have they got him? I mean, a hunt's on for them now, police are hunting for him. The deceased was a gentleman by the name of Peter Doyle, in his 70s, and lived in a nearby house apparently. How very, very strange. All right. We move on, and it's the movie review, although not a movie this week. It is a docu-series, a three-part docu-series on Netflix called The Puppet Master, Hunting the Ultimate Con Man. Let's take a listen.
Mum, if you are watching this...
It doesn't matter what we've been through. We still love you, and we want you back in our lives.
Mum was so young when she met Dad.
Sandra was my first real love.
But that didn't work out, so she decided to start online dating.
All of it started when David came in. He said that he worked in the media, that he was a busy man, but I never saw him go off to work.
I had no idea what was going on.
She was distancing herself from us. I didn't know who she was becoming.
2 years after they first started dating, Mum and David left the house.
I didn't think that would be the last time that me or my children would see her.
Who is this guy? What does he want?
Couldn't find anything on him, but I looked further.
I first came to hear about Robert Freeguard. We knew that we were dealing with an imposter. He'd pretended to be a spy. He'd taken hundreds of thousands of pounds.
As far as the FBI was concerned, he was traveling from country to country undetected for 10 years.
It was like chasing a ghost.
He controlled everything in my life, where I went, what I did.
He'd psychologically entrapped them.
It suddenly all made sense at once.
It was just too similar to what had happened all those years ago.
It just seems that there's someone pulling the strings. I believe the person behind all of this is Freeguard.
Sure. It is The Puppet Master, Hunting an Ultimate Con Man. I haven't been so gripped by a docu-series for a very, very long time. Gail, morning to you. What did you make of The Puppet Master?
Sure. The same as you. Absolutely. I had my jaw on the floor from the beginning to it. Was an incredible story and very, very well told.
Very.
Because I think it could have become very confusing and very complicated because his sort of cons, I think, were very sort of tentacle-like. But they, by picking those two sort of stories, the one in the present and the one in the sort of early
90s.
Yes, gave you a way into the story. And it, I actually am absolutely gobsmacked by the story. I mean, you could not make it up.
You couldn't make it up. So we're dealing with this British con artist. His name is Robert Hendy Freeguard. He's gone by various names in his life, including some people know him as Rob, some people know him as David, some people know him as David Hendy, some people know him as Rob Freeguard. But the documentary focuses on specifically four or five people whom he had intimate contact with or very close contact with, as you say, 30 years ago and very, very recently. And actually, and this isn't giving anything away at all, his most recent victim, I use the term victim, and so I think do the documentary makers.
Yes.
She doesn't. His latest victim is his latest partner, a woman by the name of Sandra, or Sandy, Sandra Clifton, who met David, as she knows him, or Rob, as she knows him, on an internet dating site, and very quickly he began his games with her. They are now, I don't want to say on the run necessarily, but nobody knows where they are. She essentially ended up leaving her two children. It was just extraordinary, wasn't it?
Absolutely extraordinary. And I did read a story that dated from a day ago where someone claimed to have found her in Berkshire.
Oh.
And so it's all very current. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so amazing.
Yes.
Is you expect that that, you know, one often expects documentaries to have conclusions at the end where, and there is conclusions in this, because obviously the 1993 story where he convinces three university students at a sort of high-end agricultural college to go on the run with him. They get into a car, he tells them he's with MI5, that they're being targeted by the IRA, and they go along with him. And for one woman, she says it affects 10 years of her life, and you wonder how that can be. But it is unbelievable that he manages to get these people to literally just bend to his will. They're eventually controlling every single thing about them, who they see, that he's taking. Obviously, it all boils down to money in the end, which is, you know, he's a sociopath with who lives off other people. He's basically a parasite. And the way he does that is this. But it is amazing that there is still a story. So there's almost another series of a real-life series here.
It really shocked me. And I don't know what I was expecting, but I did all three episodes sort of back to back. What you also have in there is the people who were around the people who targeted and their perspectives. And I thought what was so interesting, because initially you've got this family, you've got Sandra, and her two children, Sandra Clifton and her two children, and her ex-husband, and all very still sort of, not particularly acrimonious, then in comes this David slash Rob character, who over time manages to, and one of his skills is to completely alienate his victims and isolate them from the people around them. And he manages to do this with the children, with the father of the children who sort of gets pushed away. He convinces the daughter, you don't want to see your dad. He essentially bullies the son, so the son disappears. And then it just becomes him, and he's got his victim. He's got her. She's isolated. And in fact, they disappeared, didn't they, from the house?
Yes, they've been gone for seven years.
They don't know where, you know, nobody knows where she is. And the ex-husband says that he went into the house because she left the house. And in there, he found an industrial padlock on the bedroom door and the windows taped up with newspaper.
Unbelievable.
And it was such an insight into... And that then reflects to a story with one of the women who he had sort of gone on the run with 30 years prior, who ended up sleeping in a bathroom. She was taken, having lived on the run for many years, at one point she was taken to an undisclosed house. He put a bag over her head, took her into a house, and she slept on the bath, lived in a bathroom period undisclosed.
Amazing.
And one can't help but wonder... And I was speaking to a friend of mine about this who'd also watched the series, to say, how are you believing this? How are you believing? And what world? Why would the MI5, why would the IRA be after you? And then I just remember that actually when people can be incredibly convincing. And I was speaking at the start of the show about the guy, Frank Abagnale, who told his story in Catch Me If You Can, who I actually interviewed once upon a time when I was living in Dubai. And he now he's very much left behind his life of crime. and he actually now helps the US government with fraud investigations. And the one thing I remember that I took away from the interview that I did with him was that he said, if you do anything with confidence, you are convincing. If you walk in, you know, and he's so true. How many times do you question something? If somebody walks in and says, oh, hello, I'm Dr. King, great to meet you. Why would I not believe that person is who they say they are? And then comes the psychological abuse. I guess that's the only way one could you make somebody believe something to that point. It is a fascinating, fascinating documentary. Did you ever watch, Gail? It reminded me, although the story isn't the same, there was a 2012 film called The Imposter. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yes. I can't remember all the details, but yes, I think I did watch it.
I'm going to encourage everybody, if you do watch The Puppet Master and you like that sort of thing, to watch this documentary. I don't know where you'd find it because I can't find it on any of the streaming sites, but it's a documentary film, 2012, called The Imposter, about this 1997 case of, again, one of these, they call them confidence tricksters, don't they? Essentially a con man called Frederick Bourdin, who impersonated an American American boy who disappeared at the age of 13 in 1994. And he travels from, I think he's living in Spain. He's in a sort of children's home in Spain at the time. He somehow gets wind of this little boy who's disappeared in the States, this young boy. He gets taken. He tells the authorities in Spain, "I'm that boy. I was abducted at the age of 13. He's now sort of 19, 20, 21. And he infiltrates the family of this boy and convinces the entire family and news media in the States that he is, in fact, this boy who disappeared at the age of 13. It's bizarre. I love stuff like this.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
That's it, is that you can't believe it. But like you say, if you do tell, I mean, one does believe a lot of things that you are told on face value, simply because you can't fact check everything, like in a social setting. And if someone manages to get to that point and then isolate you, well, then you're finished, aren't you?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's really bizarre. Anyway, it's called The Puppet Master. What's the full title? The Puppet Master Hunting the Ultimate Con Man. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5. I know we don't normally do a rating, Gail, but I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was...
I think it was absolutely gripping. I also watched it in one go and I could not turn it off. Yeah. It is fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. All right, Gail, thanks very much indeed. We'll chat again next week. Gail Edmonds is in a wind tunnel, I think. It is called The Puppet Master. Let me know what you think. If you've watched it already or if you're going to watch it, let me know what you think next week. The Puppet Master Hunting the Ultimate Con Man on Netflix.